I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is wet fucking, the kind you need special sheets for. I've never been a big fan of massage oil. It gets all sticky on my hands. While it's delightful to stroke and prod and knead somebody else's body, particularly the arse, God, how I love rubbing oiled up hands on someone's arse, I've always been a bit put off by the fact that when the massage stops and the slippery fucking begins, there's nowhere to wipe my hands. Until now, because somebody gave me this amazing tactile fluid-proof sheet, and holy shit, do I love it. The following story isn't really a review post, it's just an account of some wet and delicious sex, but if you do want to buy one of these sheets, I will give you the information at the end. The post was also written pretty much in one take, because I got horny while I was writing it, and it was a choice of either editing for ages or just putting it live and then having a wank and a nap. Not sorry. My partner is a very tactile person. Touching, hugging, rubbing, playing with one of my nipples while we watch the Great British Bake Off. He is a fan of any and all skin-on-skin contact. Occasionally, when I'm naked, he will strip off his clothes and squash up against me, rubbing his bare skin on mine and murmuring, flesh, like an adorable sex zombie. He also loves massages. Receiving, mostly, although he won't usually turn down the opportunity to smother his hands with body lotion and then run them down my back while his rock-solid dick rests firmly in the crack of my arse. He likes tactile sensations, smooth lotion, and slippery, wet fucking. We used to put sheets down in the spare room, and I'd pour oil into my hands and then run them over his back. Long, smooth motions with my palms pressed as firmly into his skin as possible, so he could feel every atom of mine pressed up against each atom of his. He'd moan slightly in the back of his throat and shift to relieve pressure from his erection. Massage oil spills, though, which is tricky. Even trickier is the fact that after a long, firm massage, he has a thick, firm dick ready for me to sit on, and I can't concentrate on the fuck while my hands are sticky. PVC or plastic sheeting might do the job, but for his love of tactile, nice sensations, something which feels like a building site tarpaulin has a tendency to kill the mood. So for ages, I've been on the lookout for something that will work for wet fucking, but which feels nice against your skin. And what's the point in being a sex blogger if you can't blag something ace when you find it? So I got this thing. It's a sheet from a company called Sheets of San Francisco. It's black and it feels smooth against your hands. Not silky so much. There is still an element of waterproof touch to it, but it feels so good to roll around on. "I like feeling you crushed up against me," he says, as I pull a handful of lube into my hands and smear it over his shoulders and back. "Lie down," he orders gently, and I do, pressing my chest against him and using my tits to smother the lube further over his body. Slippery massage isn't really my thing, but hearing him moan definitely is. I can experience, through his appreciative noises, the pleasure of my tits squashing flat up against his flesh. I can, if I concentrate, feel a sort of purr going through his chest as I slide up and down, wet and slippery and sensual. He'd lie here forever like this if he could, with his face buried in the cool smoothness of the sheets, drinking in the warmth of me sliding up and down him. He knows that I'm enjoying it more because he is. My knickers starting to get damp with a mixture of oil and, well, me. There's no sexy word for that, is there? Juice, quim, wetness, lust, whatever. I love that he loves it. And I can feel him growing simultaneously frustrated that he can't turn over and push his face into my cunt, while also enjoying just lying there, soaking up the oil and the feeling of skin on skin. Luckily, I'm impatient. Because if I weren't, we'd have rolled around until 2 in the morning and never got the chance at a truly wet fuck. But as my arms grew tired, my hands grew stickier, and my cunt began to ache from the pain of not having him in me, so I sat up and we got down to fucking. I haven't quite managed to find the right words to describe the tightest sex positions, but you know the ones, where you tense your muscles to balance or hold still, and the subsequent effort causes your cunt to clamp tighter, vice-like around someone's dick. Whether it's a bent-over spreader-bar fuck or doggy-style hanging off the bed, I adore those positions. I hold my thigh muscles tight like I'm doing yoga and clench my teeth and grip the sheets with my hands to try and stay exactly where he needs me. And sometimes I get to hear him grunt with the effort of keeping his dick in when he pushes forward on the instroke. You know the ones? I hope so. Because it hadn't occurred to me until we got going with some truly wet fucking that the best thing about lubed up skin and knees and a lack of friction was just how hard my muscles would have to work. Bent over, arse in the air, face smeared in lube and makeup and pushed hard down into the sheet, holding myself up so he could enter me was a serious fucking challenge. Knees splayed, hands sticky, pantingly horny for him to fuck me in the ass, I had to focus every ounce of my strength on holding myself at the perfect angle for him to fuck me hard, shoving himself deep into my cunt as he smothered more lube into the crack of my ass. But I'll only get what I really want if I stay still for him now. I'll only get it if I can hold myself at the right angle so he can pound me hard without me whimpering and collapsing. As the oil pools around my knees, I have to bite my tongue to keep from giggling, to stop myself giving in to the desire to fall into a lubed up pile on the floor and have him collapse on top of me, because I really want that fuck in the arse. And I want it more the harder he fucks my cunt, because with lubed up sticky hands, he can't resist shoving fingers inside it. 1, 2, out again, thumb, hooking it in so he can feel the tip of his thumb rubbing through the walls between cunt and ass and against the head of his own dick as he fucks me. Because my partner is a tactile person. He likes sensing all the wetness and stickiness on every part of his body, focusing mindfully on each atom of our skin touching, every inch of my cunt clamping tight round his dick and his dick pushing back against his fingers when he's jammed them deep in my ass. I'm not a tactile person. I just love getting fucked. And moreover, I like to get fucked while I'm holding a tough position like a good fucking girl. I like the challenge of holding my muscles tight, of feeling like I have to work or balance or clench or shut the fuck up and take it just to get what I really, really want. I like knowing that I'll be rewarded with some vicious anal fucking if only I can perform that challenge well. We've done it before, sort of. It's just that this time we did it better. With sheets that felt tactile against his skin and which didn't make me feel sweaty and crap. Ones we could fuck on vigorously, smother with mess, then lie on together afterwards. Him panting in post-fuck satisfaction, and me just enjoying the sensation of his cum dripping slowly down the crack of my arse. If you would like some of these sheets for yourself, the company that provides them is called Sheets of San Francisco. If you go to sheetsofsanfrancisco.com, you can have a little look at what they've got. Honestly, I absolutely swear by them. They're really amazing for like neuro massage, general massage, like getting a bit fucking messy with each other. I imagine if you're into splosh, you probably already have some kit. But if you don't yet, or you would like to expand it, do go and check them out. sheetsofsanfrancisco.com. They didn't pay me to write that post. They just gave me a free sheet and I loved it. You can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. And if you would like to support the project, head to patreon.com/girlonthenet, where you can contribute, get extra bonus content, and help us make more smut.